Welcome to Project Arrowhead. We've had some technical difficulties, and you can see Anna in the picture, but you can't see James. James Patrick O'Grady's hiding. He's hiding over in the corner there.
I don't need to be in it.
J-Po, what's up?
Nothing.
What happened?
What happened was I just couldn't make it in there.
Oh, yeah, it's been interesting. It's been an interesting few minutes.
The truth is they didn't actually pay me my full price today, so he owes me money for the show. So I said that we had to black out my face on this.
Oh, there we go. I was gonna ask if we can get a booster seat for Anna, but he fixed the camera.
Say that. Just my head.
She still is. Oh. Her head is still pretty low.
No, wait, it's.
Oh, look at you. You just got bigger.
Yeah, she.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting live on WFPN in Norwich, Connecticut today. So a big shout out to WFPN for carrying the show.
Thank you.
Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Thank you, Keith.
You're just so welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Wait a second. I can't hear anything.
You can't hear anything?
You can't hear anything.
Oh, I just realized that.
You can't handle me.
Just told me.
Now his headphones are busted. And we're having all kinds of fun stuff in here today.
No, it's Anna's headphones. Anna's headphones that aren't working.
No, it's because the wire's
fine. Oh, yeah, she didn't have them plugged in.
The wire's what?
Welcome to Project Arrowhead, where everything that can go wrong has gone wrong. And we're only, 10 minutes? No, we're freaking 20 minutes.
No, it's Wednesday already. It's already Wednesday.
Keith. They still can't see you on the camera, but
it doesn't matter. Nobody wants to see me on the camera.
Well, I think his mug must have broke the
My
the,
voice
the wire
carries this
the
show, so
camera.
They don't need to see me.
I gotta admit, I have not laughed that hard in a long time.
Yeah.
Keith on his back, crawling around on the floor.
Under the desk.
It's actually scary.
It was. I almost threw up a couple times, so.
Yeah. Oh, and don't forget... Project Arrowhead is brought to you by the Mohegan Sun's number one night spot, the Lansdowne Pub, located in the beautiful Mohegan Sun. Lansdowne Pub, where the entertainment is just as good as the staff. Right, Anna?
Right.
Every Thursday night from 9:30 till 12-ish, karaoke with James Patrick O'Grady.
That's me, yeah. We start at 9:30 every Thursday. Because they're not on my level. They can't see me because they're not on my level. That's right.
John Cena.
You can't see me. Bum, 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 bum. Yes, 9:30 every Thursday night.
And then come Friday night, we have an acoustical act from 6 to 9. And on Saturday, one of the area's number one cover bands will perform from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. And I really... really recommend coming down for karaoke because you never know who's going to show up, right?
Yeah.
It's a hit or miss.
It really is. It's not really a hit or miss. As the summer's coming, we're going to get more celebrities in there. So
we had Chase Rice a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And then last week, we had Gavin DeGraw and the band in for karaoke.
Yeah.
So you never know who's going to show up.
And most of the time, if you like these people, you can actually get your picture with them and they don't really care. They don't seem to care. They want to get their picture taken with you. So if you're shy and you didn't get a chance to get those backstage passes, why don't you just come out to Lansdowne after? Maybe you'll get a chance, get an opportunity. And, of course, you can get my autograph also.
Your autograph?
Yeah.
You know what? You laugh about that. He had freaking pictures one time.
Thank you.
That he was autographing and handing out when he first started at Lansdowne.
Really?
I autograph all kinds of stuff. I still have photos. I do. People like me. I don't know what to say. Yeah, Anna. Don't be jealous. Yeah, they love
they
me,
like
actually.
You?
They love me.
They like you, really?
They love me. L-O-V-E. I still got some, by the way. I have to print out more. What holiday's coming up? Maybe I'll do like a daddy one.
Father's Day and 4th of July.
I can be your daddy. That'll be in the title. And it'll say Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
I am not happy.
Why aren't you happy?
I just got breaking news, and you know I'm a huge Bruins fan.
And you're make us sad. Okay. Who cares about them then?
I will cross-check you to the head.
Do it.
Anyway, Zdeno Chara, the Bruins captain, is out for the rest of the season.
Woohoo!
Simone, you hearing this crap? With a broken jaw. So, we're screwed.
That's why you're not supposed to be mixing pleasure with business.
It might actually motivate them. But Sarah, are you having internet issues or are we having internet issues? Because it wouldn't surprise me in the least if we're having internet issues again.
Sarah, hi Sarah, How are you doing? Hey, what's up, Mark? Mark's watching me on my private Facebook page over here.
Whoa.
Hi, Mark.
All right, so today.
Today.
Well, actually, before we start with the trivia, we have Anna with us this week.
Anna Banana.
And
what's up, Anna?
If you guys remember, we were talking about the last few weeks.
You couldn't hear
me? You got to be loud.
Sorry. We were talking about the last few weeks. We've been talking about a guy approaching a girl. And we're not even going to get into the buying the drink because James will just go off on a tangent about having to blow his money on a girl.
No one.
Okay?
Yep.
So, how do you go about getting a date? Do you prefer a guy come up and just start talking to you? Do you make the first move and go up and talk to the guy? Or how do you do it? I mean, hypothetically, because I know you got a boyfriend. He's pretty cool.
He's all right,
but if you
he's pretty cool.
He is pretty cool. If you were single,
okay.
Say you're sitting at a bar, and you're just sitting there minding your own business. What would turn you off, or what would attract you to this person?
Well, first of all, I think I would actually rather them come up to me. Okay. Rather than me go up to them, because I don't do that in general.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, I don't know, honestly. I think if they're weird, I wouldn't talk to them.
Okay. That's a good answer for nothing.
That's pretty generic. No.
By the way, if you're listening to us on WFPN, if you want to interact with the show, our studio number is 860-626-5193. Again, 860-626-5193. That will get you live on the air with the host.
Well, let's put it in
back to the host. Sorry.
Yeah, thank you, Keith, for the interruption. So yet again.
Yeah, love you too.
Yet again. Thank you, Keith.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
He's got to feel important.
Big buddy.
Cutting off girls.
I didn't cut.
You did.
Yeah, you did.
I'm sorry.
You hear that? Anna, okay. Anna said you
James
did.
James made me do it.
Hashtag.
You sent me a message on Facebook.
You did.
And said cut her off.
So, Anna, please continue with your interesting response to this conversation.
I feel like that's just like a...
Into the microphone, Anna. Into the microphone.
Don't be far.
I'm sorry. Oh, my gosh.
We're going to scoot you all the way in.
The microphone moves. You can bring it closer
to
you.
No, it doesn't.
He's pushing
It's actually screwed to the.
Anything.
It's screwed to the ground over here. Or screwed to the table. He screwed it in.
All right. I thought it was caught on the corner of the...
No.
Okay. Anyway.
So,
okay.
Anna, how do you date? There you go.
How do
we'll
I
start
date?
With that. Besides your boyfriend.
Okay, besides my boyfriend, I don't know. I usually just meet people and...
Well, that's what we're talking about. How?
Well, yeah. I don't know. I haven't...
How did you meet your boyfriend?
Actually, we met at a Halloween party at Eastern, and then I kind of didn't want to talk to him until, like, May of this year. Because he was like, I didn't know him, so I was like, don't talk to me, whatever. And then I...
you mean May of last year, right?
Last year.
Because we just
year?
Got done with May.
Yeah, May was...
Yeah, no, May...
I was like, wait a minute.
May of last year.
Okay.
And then I actually invited him over my house, which was probably not the safest thing I could have done. Because I didn't know him at all. I didn't even know who I was talking to be honest. But we had a fire, and it was actually really nice. And then we clicked, and it was good.
Click, click.
Click.
Like my mic, because it's not on.
It's not on?
Your no, mic is on.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not on. Can you hear me?
You yes.
I can. I think I can hear
you. Your mic is on. You're just...
I can't hear myself anymore.
No, she's fine. It's him.
To the side.
Anna's doing good.
Front.
Can you hear me over there, Jim?
Yeah.
Can you hear me over there?
Don't.
All right, so your first date was at your house?
Wow.
Yep.
And you did a fire?
Yeah.
So way he can just throw you in it if it was...
Well,
like,
no, it's a
it
tiny
very
fire.
Convenient.
It's a tiny fireplace. And I was with my sister, so...
Oh,
like, at
okay.
least I had somebody else there.
No.
But it was fun.
That sounds pretty cool.
It was fun.
First time.
I mean...
Second time with the movies, but, like, that's a very, like...
And it clicked. So, and I mean, he's a really nice guy, so it worked out.
That's good.
All right.
Good.
Now, what would turn you off?
Like
besides
Danny
Keith?
Would?
Shut up.
Yeah, like, you're hanging out, and some guy approaches you, what would turn you off to where you're like, oh, hell no?
I've had a few experiences where I was completely, like, drawn away from people. Like, if they're already overprotective, like, if they're talking to me, and I... Like, one of the experiences, I was, like, some other guy came up to me and started talking to me, and then he, like grabbed my shoulder and was, like, making it seem like we've been dating for years, even though we literally just met. But this was, like, 2 years ago, and I was... That, to me, was really creepy in general, so after that, I didn't talk to him. So there's one.
Yep.
That's pretty aggressive. Yeah, so he just walked up to you, started talking to you, put his arm around you?
Yeah, and then if anybody else came up to me, he was like, acting like we have been together forever.
He'd get all defensive or possessive.
He got possessive.
Wow.
It was weird.
That is weird.
Okay. Now, say you're sitting by yourself at a bar, and some guy comes up and says, hey, can I buy you a drink?
Yeah.
Okay, anybody, no hesitation.
Anybody can buy me a drink.
Okay, but now what does that mean to you when somebody buys you a drink?
Here we go with the obligation.
I'm just making sure we are on the same page.
I don't owe them anything afterwards.
Okay.
It was their choice to buy me a drink.
That's exactly what I've been saying. But everybody says, oh, you buy a girl a drink so you can talk to her. That's what I was...
It's an icebreaker.
It's an icebreaker.
It's a way to start talking to her.
But I was at a bar not too long ago, and... this, like, really old man came up and paid for me and my friend's drinks.
Jim?
And then, no, it wasn't Jim. It probably could have been, honestly.
But got him.
Wow. Okay, we're going to switch over to just camera.
Why do you think you got your job at Lansdowne, Anna?
That's messed up.
I'm joking.
Keep going.
Hyenas.
I don't even remember where I was. Where was I? Oh, yeah. The old guy.
Dark alley. No.
In back alley. Oh, my God. No, the old guy didn't even talk to us, but he just came over, paid for our drinks, and then me and Amanda took our drinks, and we were, like, just, like, walked away as fast as we could so that the guy wouldn't talk to us because he looked like he was, like, 50 years old. And I was like, I was like, don't try.
Yeah.
So that's.
So he bought it from afar? Like, he came up to you, started talking to you, and said, I'm going to buy you guys drinks?
No, he went up to the bartender and said, I got these girls.
Oh, like right in front of you?
Yeah, and then I was like, oh, okay.
But he didn't try to talk to you afterwards?
They ran away with the drinks, she said. They, like, ran out the bar, like, chucked
them. We just kind of,
left the country a little bit.
Yeah, we changed our names.
She's in the witness protection program. Yeah.
As we have her face on Facebook right now.
Is it actually, you know what?
Yeah, yeah, you're sitting in the wrong chair because they cut my face off instead.
Yeah, I should be in your chair.
Yeah, no, so the drinking, buying the drink, that's what I'm just like, I don't know. To me, do you feel like that is kind of like, I don't know, like you think that's the best way for somebody to approach somebody in a bar? Just to buy them a drink?
If they're... single and wanting, if they go to a bar to meet people, because that's what some people do. If they go alone or
is
with
it
their
most
friends,
or some or
I don't know. I don't know anybody else. I just know myself. But since I have a boyfriend, I haven't really.
Yeah, you don't
been
really
able to,
in that mindset.
Yeah, so okay. I don't go to bars to meet other people. I go to bars just to socialize with my friends or my boyfriend.
Okay.
So.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay, you got that out of your way. We still need to talk more about dating, or
what Jim? About you, Jim?
Oh yeah. Oh, what about you, Jim? Oh, he likes to buy.
Like,
people
what if
stuff
a girl came up?
No,
to
I can just go up and start talking to somebody. Stuff. I don't have to buy anybody anything.
That's
I can
why
just,
he's got restraining orders.
That's why we don't have you on camera because
your
picture's hanging in the post office.
It's true.
That's
true.
I don't feel the need to buy anything for somebody just to have a conversation.
But it's always a nice gesture.
Right. I mean, everybody knows I haven't drank since like 2005, since I got injured and put on this medication. I don't think I've ever bought a drink for somebody. I honestly don't. Normally, I would just go up and just start nonchalantly talking to somebody. And you can pretty much tell if it's going to click or it's not going to click. And if it's not going to click, you're just like, all right, see you later. But anywhere, it's not hard to have a conversation with a girl. It doesn't have to be a bar. It can be anywhere.
Yeah.
Where else would it be?
Anywhere.
Well, you could be at the beach. You could be at...
At the beach?
The How store, does that work out? Honestly.
Somebody told me to sit outside Aldi's with plastic banks.
Yeah, then he's gonna
that's gonna be my new business venture.
Throw them over their head and what's up, bear?
No, no, sell them the plastic bags so they don't have to bring their own bags.
Yeah, but you get arrested now. Plastic bags are illegal.
No, they're not. they still have them at the stores.
Walmart would be shut down in a second.
Yeah,
yeah, Jim, you don't know nothing.
Oh, here
about
we
these
go.
Streets.
They should be
no
reusable bags are good.
Are they?
But I mean,
yeah.
Anywhere there's people. You got to be able to talk to people. Like, you as a DJ.
I don't talk to anybody.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I see
me.
That.
I don't talk to you.
Yes, you do.
Nobody talks to anybody directly nowadays. They all talk to each other.
No, when
Facebook.
I'm DJ and I'm sitting there putting my headphones on so people don't talk to me, but they still try to talk
and he's
to me.
He actually tells people
hear
not
anybody.
To come up and talk to him. He does. I've seen
I,
it.
Literally, because I can't hear them, and they try to have conversations with me, and I'm just like, dude, give me $20. Like, all right. Like, you want the autograph or not? That's what
you
I tell
them.
You
want the autograph.
Do you want it or not, man? I start scratching my neck. Like, you want it? You want it? Wow, nobody got that. Anna, you didn't get that joke? No?
No.
Oh, God. Wow. You're worse than Jim.
So,
worse
I mean...
Worse than Jim.
Like
I think that's it with relationship stuff. I mean, we kind of beat this dead horse.
Yeah.
Like, it's
yeah,
like...
We just needed a female's dead. Perspective from...
Anna?
From it. And we had Anna and we had Felicia.
And, bye, Felicia.
And basically, you just have to have social skills and be able to talk to somebody, and not be a douche.
Yeah,
that's the key thing. Don't be a douche. And doing what I do, I see a lot of people who are a douche. And luckily,
I could be a douche. I think. Right, Jim?
Luckily, we're there to prevent them. For being a douche. And I enjoy preventing them from being a douche. Part of my job that I love.
Preventing douches.
Yep.
One douche at a time.
One douche at a time.
One douche at a time. Shut up, Keith. You're a douche. Can I say douche? Yeah, we can say douche because we just said it 12 times. Douche, douche, douche.
I haven't even said it once.
Yeah, you this did.
Oh, I did.
I don't know. You're not even talking to the mic, so it doesn't even matter.
Yes, I am.
All right, so we're gonna do some warm up trivia.
Okay.
Last week we talked about different gift ideas, and did we agree on pizza? Pizza from local.
I said pizza from their favorite place. Yeah, because that's easy for us
like,
to order.
Pizza as a gift.
Yeah,
hey, you do.
You're listening,
douche
and I'm like, bro, you want some pizza?
Yeah, you win.
Like,
you win trivia. We.
What
we'll
do you
order a pizza for you
what
from your local
them,
pizza place? Yeah, what are you
she's
thinking?
She's giving
Anna?
Us like a weird face about Anna.
What are you thinking?
What do we like a gift as in like any other day? Like?
No, a prize. A prize
oh, like
for
a
winning trivia. We will
oh,
pay
like
for them
free
to
pizza
get a,
then, yeah.
Free, yeah.
That's
Wait,
fine. I
but
thought
what
we,
you thinking?
I thought you just meant like oh, I have to get a Christmas gift for somebody. I'm just going to get him a pizza.
I would take a pizza for you.
Nah, I wouldn't.
Buy me a pizza.
I want the best pizza in the planet for Christmas. That's what I want. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So, Jim, what do we got for the trivia? So, we're going to do some warm-ups. This
we're
is just
gonna
for fun, ladies and gentlemen.
And basically what we want to see is, I mean, last time we did trivia, there were some problems. And
we're going to fix them.
When it comes up on our screen, it's not going to match up to what it comes up on your screen. So, it may look like you answered first. But it's how it comes up over here.
Yes.
And we had a lot of controversy with that. And everybody's like, well, I answered first. Well, okay. But it's how it comes up on here.
On her.
So we'll start off with an easy one. And that was who was the original lead singer of AC/DC? Be the first caller at And if you want to call, the phone number is 860-626-5193.
Again, actually,
860-626-5193.
I definitely wouldn't. Never mind. Even know
we couldn't do that.
What's that?
I was going to say make them call in, but then if they're watching us on their phones, then they can't call us. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah.
Yep. Unless they have another phone nearby.
Unless they got like a trap phone.
A trap phone, yeah. Trap
phone. Mean, so let's see. If anybody's, if we have a lot of viewers out there. I know we got viewers. I see we got people watching. Who was the original lead singer of AC/DC? And my money's on Sarah Beer answering this one.
Why? Because you gave her the answers before the show?
No, I'm just...
He probably did.
Sarah, you got a crush on her and you gave her the answers before the show?
No, she's just got the ultimate name.
You got a crush on her and you gave her the answers.
She's got the ultimate
name. This is like CNN over here. You're just CNN
so
giving away.
Off.
Giving
off
away.
Off camera.
Why?
Beer.
So
that
you
is the
look
ultimate
at me
name.
All by yourself?
Beer. You love it.
That's her last name, right?
Sarah Beer. Yep.
Beers.
Not beers, beer.
Beers. Burrs. Do you know who that is, Anna? I see you're looking at it right now. Do you know who that is?
I've heard of his name.
Lies.
But I don't actually.
Lies. In your 28 years of living.
But yeah.
And see, this is why we do trivia warm-up.
Yes, I am.
You're not 28.
She's 28.
I told her to show the ID. She's not 28.
I don't have my purse. I'll show you when we go out.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
What is it?
You bet him.
And she means yeah. When we go out to the car.
Bet him. $10. Bet him $100. No. Oh. Go for $100.
Oh, we're going for $100.
Let's bet go him. For $28, bro, because you're trying to say you're 28.
Bet him $100.
The other day, you guys said $100. That she was like 18, 20. I already know how old
that
she
was. We were
no,
joking that whole time.
You obviously
we
don't.
Were literally
I work
joking
for the
that
government.
Whole time.
I know.
No, you don't.
I know everything.
All right, so let's fill up some stuff until we have somebody answer the trivia question.
So what was that? Just repeat it again. What's the question?
Who was the original singer of AC/DC?
His initials BS.
Yep.
That's it. Was just like Anna. BS.
Wow.
Meow.
So, yeah, as you guys may have noticed, we did have some technical difficulties, but we still have some technical difficulties as you don't see James in the picture.
It's all right. I don't need to be in there.
Nobody wanted you to be in it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Well, let's start getting a vote going on there and see who wants to be.
All right. Would you rather see Anna or would you rather see James?
Comment
and Randy. Randy comes through with the answer. Bon Scott.
There you go, and
Andy.
That was no, Randy. I stopped, bro. I stopped myself.
See, this is why we don't put him on camera.
No. Because I'm too good looking. I'd make you guys look so horrible.
By the way, God. If you are listening to us on radio and internet, our studio number is 860-626-5193. Again, 860-626-5193 to call and interact with the host of this show.
Didn't I just say that?
We did, but it's okay.
Remix. It doesn't hurt to remind.
Remix, 860.
626.
Remix.
Randy, you at work?
5193.
How are things at the Lansdowne Pub? Once again, Mohegan Sun's number one night spot. Come on in for some...
Things are okay over here, Jim.
Outstanding
me,
food. And like I said, acoustical acts. You should just use a sock puppet for James. I agree. I agree.
Someone get a sock.
You don't want Keith's socks. He hasn't showered. Oh, got him.
James, if you say one more thing about me, I'm going to go into the laundry basket. I'm going to grab a pair of my dirty socks,
Keith,
and I'm going to toss them right in your face
Keith,
right now.
Keith.
You're going to get it. You're going to get it. You're going
to
get it.
He wants to give it to me, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't hold back.
I don't know what that last word you said.
Today's ratings like are, you know, today's ratings are going to be through the roof because nobody has to look at James O'Grady.
Who said that?
You just have to.
Don't worry about who said it.
Yeah, I review comments and make hit lists. So just so everybody knows, I may not see your comment now, but when I get home, I stare at my
I
computer.
James was gone. Clearly not.
Oh, who said that?
Gina.
I love
Gina,
you, Gina.
We already know you're gone because you can't show up for nothing, bro.
Nutton. Is that a word? Can you spell that for me?
N-U-T-T-I-N.
Nutton.
Can't show up for nothing.
So yeah, when's the last time she came?
Next week on Project Arrowhead, we will have English class.
English class. All right, Jim. What does she say now?
Randy says, I'm guessing you could use an Argyle sock.
Gross.
I don't know what that is.
Gross. I thought you were 28, God. Bro. You should know what that is.
You don't know what an Argyle sock is?
She doesn't know because she's
know
20
know.
Years old.
I'm 28 years old.
All right, what year were you born?
1992.
No. What?
Yeah.
No. That would make you 27.
No, I was like born wrong. At the very...
Oh, like, you were very... What
like
month?
My birthday just went by.
What month? September, yeah, it just went by, yeah. September just came
I will
by,
apologize to Gina on behalf of James September. And everybody here.
Why? What is she crying about?
Oof.
She's not crying about anything. It says, you know, when you have seizures from trauma and get banned from driving, keep blasting her.
Oh, come on. It's a joke. We're just joking around.
It's
and I didn't even know about all that. I only knew a little bit.
No.
I apologize. I can't see the comments until they tell me what they say.
So, back to the Argyle side.
And this is a... All right, I just want to say, this is a for-fun show for me. It should be for everybody that's listening.
It's
this is supposed to be entertaining. It's not... It shouldn't be too serious. I mean, we can sit here and tell you guys about the news, which is boring. Or we can sit there and just have laughs. Like, every comment I read about me, I really don't care about because I think it's funny. But I don't want other people getting offended because I'm doing this for fun because I have a lot of serious stuff that I
do
in my life.
Let's talk about politics.
No.
What?
No.
I said fun, Anna.
We're going to talk about the SWAT team in Norwich. Broke loose in Norwich.
What happened? What happened?
What?
I'll tell you in a minute. It was a fight over chicken nuggets.
Hey, man. Don't mess with my chicken nuggets. All right. Go with the story. What are you doing?
I'm waiting for it to come up because...
Internet sucks. See, and this is why I'm here. So there's no dead air. No dead air. Look, watch. I'm going to stop talking.
Yeah. I believe that when I see it. Oh, my God. Anna, it's not coming up.
Okay. I'll look it up.
What see, am I looking dead up? Air.
Having trouble finding the site. Oh, my God.
Who's having trouble finding
what
the site?
What am I looking up?
The computer.
Look up chicken nuggets.
Norwich woman gets angry about McChicken, assaults McDonald's manager in Norwich.
You know what? He probably deserved it.
Really?
I don't know. Who eats chicken nuggets anyways? You can't trust those people. Anna, you eat chicken nuggets?
Nope.
It's a McChicken.
I don't eat meat.
I was incorrect.
About this
you
last...
were incorrect spreading fake news.
No, I was incorrect saying McNuggets. It was a McChicken.
Don't get chicken from the gas stations
woman
around here.
Fight McNugget rage.
Oh, yeah. Chicken Mc...
Oh, she got 60 days in jail for that?
Wow.
Wow.
It's
she
only
probably
2 months.
No money. That's why.
Chanel Hansen, 21, was at the McDonald's on 78 Town
you went
Street
to school there, Anna.
About 8:20 p.m. on Friday. She became irate with McDonald's staff due to her displeasure with her McChicken sandwich. She then forced her way behind the counter in order to make her own.
Yeah.
And assaulted the manager. Who the hell does that? I mean, seriously.
This chicken nugget lady guy? Girl?
Can you imagine somebody
I would
not liking their bangers and mash their bangers and mash at Lansdowne and forcing their way into the kitchen and saying telling Randy to get out of the way, I'm gonna make my own. That wouldn't go over well.
Well, one against 16 other people isn't gonna really.
Yeah, no, you guys got like an army at Lansdowne.
Oh my God. And
you know how many Annas we have over there?
So like,
every
many.
Day I meet a new Anna and they're like, oh, my name's Anna.
You're on
like,
top of it,
how many?
The manager was pregnant.
Whoa, is she, the baby okay?
It doesn't say. It just says that she was charged with breach of peace and third-degree assault on a pregnant woman.
No endangerment to the child? They don't extend that to pregnant women?
It depends on circumstance. I mean, did she just push her out of the way? Or either way, I mean, who does that?
I don't know. Now I want a McChicken, though.
I can imagine if it was a McRib.
Who the hell gets crazy over a McChicken? I agree, Randy.
A McRib, though, Randy? Come on. Hey, the McRib. That is like the nastiest thing I've ever seen.
The McRib. You know?
I wouldn't know.
Speaking of people going where they shouldn't be, this
what?
Past Thursday at karaoke, I'm watching the back, and all of a sudden, one of the bartenders is going crazy. She's like, Jim, 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 Jim. I'm like, what? And I look over there, the guy singing karaoke decided to go behind the bar and start singing karaoke. So I had to go over there and remove this gentleman from behind the bar and bring him back out to where he was supposed to be. And he acted like there was absolutely nothing wrong with what he did.
Was he drunk?
No, it was the old guy that was singing Sweet Caroline.
Was that the one that offered Anna and her friend drinks?
Could have been.
Could have been.
Could have been. The way,
same bar?
The way he was going up to the girls and singing to them in there, it very well could have been.
Hey, he was working the crowd.
All right, what does Randy say?
Randy said the McRib is such an awesome sandwich.
What?
That they make it with a phone app so you can locate the nearest branch that is still selling one.
I like it.
Oh,
so you can go on a McRib app to find out which McDonald's is still selling it.
That's gross.
You don't like the McRib?
No. I haven't had McDonald's in like almost a year.
Oh, I can't remember the last time I had McDonald's or Burger King or any of that.
I can't even eat anything from there, so I have like...
What are you, allergic to food? What
no,
are you?
There's... Everything's meat. Everything's meat-based.
And it doesn't
eat
meat.
Oh, you're a vegetarian?
We talked about this.
I don't remember anything. All right, are we on trivia anymore, Jim? What are
yeah,
we doing?
Yeah, what are we doing?
You're supposed to be over there in charge and you're
well,
not doing nothing.
We got talking about
just
the people
attacking. Just like America,
you're
in charge and not doing nothing.
Let's see. Randy answered the last one, so that was pretty good. In baseball, what is an immaculate inning? In Major League Baseball, what is known as an immaculate inning? And it's got nothing to do with the manager getting pregnant or anything like that.
Whoa. A manager got pregnant?
Are you Googling it?
I want to know, too. I don't even know.
Wait, who got pregnant? Oh, McDonald's. You're talking about McDonald's manager.
Yes. What is an immaculate inning?
Immaculate.
Do, 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 do. Oh,
follow-up
by the way.
Question would be to spell
speaking
immaculate.
Of that, Alex Trebek has, I guess he's been declared cancer-free, which was weird because he had stage 4 pancreatic cancer, and that's usually a death sentence. And amazingly enough, and just I'm defying anything medical or science, he's recovered from it.
Oh,
and then that
good
guy,
for him.
Then that guy, I can't remember his name, but he finally lost. The guy that kept winning.
Oh, wow.
I can't think of his name offhand, but he finally lost. But then he got mad at the question.
Oh, you're talking about he lost. I thought you were saying he lost his battle with cancer. You made
no,
it sound
no, no,
like
no, no,
he
no.
lost it. He's like, he finally lost. Like, you were waiting for him to lose.
No, the guy that was on a roll there that kept winning Jeopardy, he finally lost, and then he blamed the question.
What like, was the question?
I don't remember. It was something stupid.
Alexa, who's Alexa?
Alexa's lighting up over here. I think Alexa has the answer to the trivia question.
Yeah, let her talk.
Alexa, what is an amazing inning?
Immaculate.
I mean,
amazing.
Wow. Really?
Sorry. I mean,
read
my
notifications.
Talk
what?
About
what?
Alexa,
what is an immaculate inning in baseball?
Here's something I found on Wikipedia. An immaculate inning occurs in baseball when a pitcher in a half inning of play throws only 9 pitches, each of which is a strike and thus strikes out 3 consecutive batters. Did that answer your question?
It did. Thank you.
Cool.
Hey, she says I'm what you
want. Look at that. She knows. So she won that one.
James fears Alexa. He does not like it. He thinks they're spying on him.
You don't
him.
Like Alexas?
What do you mean, I think they're... What? Are you guys serious right
now,
Keith?
Alexa,
they are definitely
spying on you.
They are spying on us.
Ask her.
Alexa, are you spying on us?
Yeah, she avoids the question just like anybody you know. No, they came out in Forbes magazine. They even came out in like all the top news. They obviously you got to be in denial if you don't realize that they're spying on us. And they're not spying on us to see what you're doing. They're spying on you to see how you're spending your money. What are you talking about? Those Marty's at Stop and Shop, they're doing the same thing. It's not there. It's not there cleaning up the aisle. It doesn't even clean up the aisle. It sits there and listens to what you're saying. And then it gets you used to it, and then they're going to have arms. Didn't we talk about this last week?
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Hey, and you know what? Before I forget, I need you guys to do one of my best friends a solid, my co-hostess with the mostest. Go to Ink Magazine. Well, Inked Mag. I will put the link on the page and on my Facebook page, and vote for Gina for the cover of Inked Magazine. And that is https://cover.inkedmag.com/2019/Gina. And once again, I will put the link on my page. I'll put it on the Project Arrowhead page, and I will put it on the United FM page. So let's all make her famous and get her on the cover of Inked Magazine. That'd be cool. I'm going to be on the cover of
I don't even know what that is. So
Inked Magazine. It's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah. Cool. 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 Cool.
So let's do it. So yeah, anyway.
Did anybody answer that last question?
Alexa did. An immaculate inning is when you strike out three batters on nine pitches.
On nine what?
Alexa, answer that.
Nine pitches.
Nine what?
Pitches.
Pitches.
Nine what?
Pitches.
Beer what?
My God. It's, wow. I can't believe... Well, you know, we had a half hour of technical difficulties, so I guess I can believe it.
Like, well, wow, the time is flying by quick because we got Anna here. She's making it so much fun, having so much fun with Anna.
I know.
Having so much fun with Anna.
Anna, do some talking.
That should be like a show. Too much fun with Anna on MTV.
Too much fun with Anna.
Too much fun with Anna.
How much fun is too much?
Yeah, that would be the subtitle. And then people are like, what? I got to watch this to see what they mean by like, how much is too much fun.
And
then we'll have special appearances.
Yeah,
by Gina.
You can show up.
We can Anna can do a dance off because even
a
people.
Dance off?
Yeah, because even people that have walked by or come into Lansdowne have noticed that Anna's always dancing.
I've never seen her dance.
She's always, always dancing.
Night. Yeah.
I am.
Or stretching.
Stretching is a big one.
Yeah, always stretching.
I'm always stretching.
So we can do the
it's
Anna
like the,
dance
it's like
off.
The ninth inning stretch.
The ninth inning.
Or is
the
that
seventh inning.
Seventh
the
inning.
The fifth
sorry.
Inning.
Wait.
See, Randy said he's never. Well, that's because you're in the kitchen, Randy.
Yeah.
But yeah, he said he's never seen it.
Maybe you should come out more.
Oh. Oh. He's got to make the food.
No. There's a bunch of people back there to do that for him.
Right?
What?
I think you and Randy should have a dance off.
No,
you and Randy should have
me
a dance
Randy,
off.
Me and Randy, I would win in a heartbeat.
What? You would date. Randy, that sounds like a challenge.
Wow.
Someone's mad. Jim, have you even read any of this?
not really.
You're getting some hate.
Well, you'll see it later. Oh, my goodness.
I didn't even see any of that.
I know. I just saw him now. I saw him popping up.
So, hey, Rich, my old buddy Rich Peterson watching.
Crybabies.
Come up with a trivia question. Why do
people get salty?
Because people make them that way.
Randy said
alcohol is allowed, right?
Absolutely.
Alcohol is allowed for what?
For the dance-off.
Oh, are we doing that dance-off, Anna?
What is that song? Tequila?
We can do it to raise money.
Tequila makes my clothes fall off.
Why not?
No, we don't need to do that.
Anna, what?
Boy, look at all the donations coming in now.
Yeah, why don't we pick a charity and we'll do a dance-off?
Okay.
She's down for that.
Okay. Well,
I'll create the event. We'll do a dance off.
Then you don't stand a chance.
And you haven't seen me dancing when there's alcohol involved.
I am actually.
How can you actually dance good while you're drunk, though? Oh. I feel like you'd be off balance a little bit.
No.
I'm
like a whole new person.
No, I meant in people in general. Oh. I didn't mean just you.
Yeah, probably Randy would be all over the place. Randy, that's why I don't think he would win.
Oh. No, so can we
you
do
know
that,
what? I
Jim?
Bet you Randy's absolutely. You know, I was going to do a fundraiser for Scares That Care. So, I mean, we can combine it and we can take care of sick kids while we're at it. So, who else? It can't just be Randy and Anna. So, who else can we get in the dance off?
Hannah.
She might be against me. Ari.
Are we just picking people from the end zone?
We're just picking hostesses, I guess.
I don't know. Hostesses. How do you want to do it?
So we can do a dance-off in here, can we? No, we can't do that. We have to go on the road. We have to go on the road. Or we can actually, we can just do a video. It doesn't have to be live.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, we can Facebook Live it. We can do a video.
Oh, yeah, we could do Facebook Live and just get a tripod for camera, set it up.
Yeah, because you have to do, boom. I mean, you got to do rounds, obviously. There's got to be.
I'll DJ it.
So, Randy versus the entire host staff.
You don't stand a chance.
You got to have more, Randy. We got to do the kitchen staff versus the host staff or
it's like a battle.
Why don't you do
a rap battle? Oh yeah, rap battle, the kitchen staff versus the host staff.
The what staff?
The host staff.
Oh yeah, is that what you said?
The kitchen staff.
I'm pretty sure you said the host staff.
We have to get like a SoundCloud going.
Can you
record all of this.
Rap? Anna, break it down right now. Go.
No, I actually.
Banana.
Break it down, Anna. Come on.
Go. Go.
No,
go.
You
go.
First. You start.
Go.
It.
Go. All right, yo.
Yo, he said.
Yo.
Yo. Yo. Hey. All right, you're rapping. That's all he can say is yo.
We got it, bro. We got it. I'm going to take my horse.
My rap is crap.
Stop.
They're going to ride till I can't no more. Yeah. Is that even rap? That's country? Is that? What is that?
You know what? There was a story about drop her some beats. There you go. Drop her some. Go ahead. Beatbox.
All right. You gotta build it up, bro. Yeah.
Okay.
Yo. Get it. Anna, banana. She's in the studio. Jim, keep going. You just ruined my flow.
Your flow. She's supposed to be rapping.
Yeah, but I was taking over.
Anything.
She's got to build off me. Go.
Randy said, drop her some beats.
Drop the beat again, bro. I was feeling it.
You're not rapping.
How about we drop you a beat? Because
that's what I just said. Go. Yeah. Yeah, I'm chilling here at Project Arrowhead. I'm trying to get some, but I know I want some bread. People crying on Facebook, that's okay, because I'm just here playing. My name James O'Grady, and I'm saying, if you disrespect me, I'm slaying. Pull the guns out, shoot you in the face. I know what I say. Boom.
Bars.
No.
Yeah.
I wasn't laughing at you. Randy says now Anna looks like a sock puppet.
Oh. You know what? Whatever. Oh, don't be hating on them sock pockets.
Freaking crying puppets.
Anyways, you felt that though. Anna felt that. Jim, you felt that a little bit. You know that was good. And you guys cut the beat off, and I just kept going.
That was good.
And I was trying so hard not to swear. So you guys are lucky. I did not drop some stuff on there.
Wipe off your shoulder.
You're lucky.
Yeah,
Randy. Fire. Randy
bars.
Says fire.
That's right. He knows it.
You know what? That was good. That was. I will give you that. That was good.
Told you.
Record that. Put it on SoundCloud.
Told you.
Let's get in the studio next week.
It's all right.
Now we get it. Now Anna's got a rap.
No, I just laid it down.
Anna
let's go.
Need to rap at all.
How are you gonna have a rap battle with Randy if you can't even rap?
We did decided on a dance battle. We were not talking about rapping.
But we got to, you know, you got to mix it up a little. It's got to be like a three tier. You got to do the dance battle.
I don't rap.
The rap battle.
I don't rap.
And then a third and final category to be determined later.
A sign language.
I just dropped it down. I dropped it hot, dropped it low, whatever the rappers say.
You don't even know how you dropped it.
I dropped it sideways, bruh. Hit it up. Holla. Now I'm saying. Now I'm saying. Now I'm saying. Bless you.
Bless you.
Bless up, my son.
Alexa, how did James do like rapping?
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
That's all she says.
Yeah.
That's all she's. That's not even funny anymore. That's all she literally says because she sucks. Alexa, why do you suck?
I'll say that to her.
Yeah, see, she don't even address the problem. Just like doctors, they don't even address the problem. You ask them something, they're like, "Oh yeah, okay." You're like, "What? My foot is bleeding," and they're like, "Oh okay."
They're like,
"Okay, yeah." They grab their little chin and they're like, "Okay."
They're like writing something down. They're like, I see.
No, they don't even use notebooks for me.
Oh, yeah.
Why do you think you can't read what the doctor writes? You ever thought about that?
What?
Randy says typically.
Like, what?
Which is typical.
Yeah.
Hannah not wanting to expand her horizons or...
Oh.
Hannah or Anna?
I mean, Anna.
Oh, who you got on your mind over there,
Nobody
Jim?
Nobody knows my name here.
Anna, because...
Keith.
Yeah, Keith. Nobody even knows who Keith is.
You forgot it earlier.
Keith don't even know.
I was stressed out. I'm sorry. We had audio issues.
Alexa should have a British accent.
You can change her accent in the settings.
No way.
I'm pretty sure you can.
You can change your voice, Alexis. Is it Alexis or Alexa?
Don't screw up my
Alexa. I don't know why I always call it Alexis.
Alexa, talk in a British accent.
I don't know how to do that. Wow, you can change your voice. It's 2019,
right? And Randy says just like the voice for the GPS. Yeah, you can, don't do the Australian one because you'll get lost as hell.
Oh
my! Have you ever heard the Australian one?
No.
Oh, forget it.
How does it go?
I like the Australian one.
You can't understand what they're saying.
Just like, take a
I can't do the Australian.
It's the same
one.
Thing as Anna. You don't know what she's saying because she's not near the mic.
No, it has to be sideways. He said.
Yeah, but you weren't even doing that.
Sorry.
There you go. See? If you can't hear yourself in the headphones, nobody can hear you.
I can't hear anything in these headphones this whole time. Like, it hasn't
point
been working.
Proven. All right. So we got 23 minutes left. I'm running out of fresh ideas. Yeah, because remember we sat here for a half hour BSing when he literally just had to plug in one little plug and fixed everything.
It was so easy.
It was really easy. It literally said plug, and then the hole said me in. And I'm like, bro, just plug it in, bro. It just says plug in. But he didn't want to listen. Now we're late.
Do you know who Brock Turner is?
Yeah, that's my homie.
Yeah.
All right.
Is he really your homie?
I don't know who he is.
Brock,
who is he?
Brock Turner was the guy that raped the college girl, and because the judge didn't want to ruin his life, what did he sentence to?
It was like 6 months or something.
Probation, right?
Probation.
When did that happen?
Oh, it was like 2 years ago, maybe.
Oh,
but sorry. he was sentenced to like 6 months probation, and he had to register as a sex offender.
So he should have gotten a lot more jail time.
Oh, absolutely. His appeal,
so much.
His appeal, okay, are you ready for this? It wasn't intercourse, it was outer course.
What does that even mean?
I think they made it up. I honest to God think they made that word up because...
I'm gonna look that up.
It's right here.
Well, I can't see your screen.
Yep.
Whoa.
He lost his appeal.
Whoa.
6 months, but he served 3. Okay.
Wait, so he got a... Wait, hold on a second. So he only got 6 months of probation, is that what you just said? And then he appealed that?
He barely got
anything. He appealed that?
Yeah.
He appealed that decision?
No. He appealed having to register as a sex offender.
Oh, that is horrible, man.
This topic pisses me off.
That, I didn't know anything about this, but if he did it, and if everybody knows he did it, but then they did some... Like, so the judge even said... He was trying to give him... He didn't want to ruin his life about it? Was there evidence that he did it, like, 100%?
Yes.
And then the judge still didn't give him the full thing. And then he appealed for this sex offender?
He said,
oh my God.
He said, quote unquote, he didn't want to ruin this young man's life. He was a former Stanford swimmer.
Who cares?
And the judge, neither the evidence nor common sense supports the defendant's contention that dry humping is mutually exclusive to actual intercourse.
Wow.
Wow.
He tried to say he had outer course, therefore should not have had to file as a sex offender.
So he didn't even have to file that either?
No, he still does.
All right, so he's still a sex offender.
Yeah, like Randy said, he got caught red-handed by two other students.
Like, that's really how it went down?
Yeah.
See, this is what's wrong with the judges and stuff. I don't think... Yeah, maybe...
I agree.
I think... I don't know too much, so I don't want to say like the wrong thing, but yes, obviously there's definitely privileges for white people and all that stuff and for guys over girls, but also I feel that a big problem of it is judges, because all three of us right now could be judges, and I can say, okay, that guy doesn't have any jail time, and I can give him 40 years, and Jim would give him 20 years, and like, yeah, in this situation, he definitely deserves like a huge sentence, but same time, life. That's how open it is. It's literally... You just have to convince the judge, unless there's a jury that finds you guilty, right? So, because not everything goes in front of a jury.
You think that would have, should have been in front of a jury, though?
Yeah, I don't know, Jim. Was there a jury for that? And did the judge
No, it was a three-panel judge.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? So, like, the judges are the hugest problem in this country, because you hear these stories where... You know, it so happens to be a black guy. So, yeah, you probably did get sentenced for that for 30 years, and then a white guy doesn't for 5 years. But it's the judges that we have to worry about, not everything else. It's
right.
The judges,
I mean,
because they don't have – each state, each district, they do their own thing. People don't understand that. Like, if I was a judge in Mystic and you were a judge in New London, somebody can do the same thing. I could be like, yeah, you got 2 years, and you could be like 20, and nobody – it's all BS, and they use – previous cases, but at the same time the judges get away with whatever they want,
and you have the option for a judge or jury trial, so of course they're gonna say that.
Oh, you can pick?
Yeah.
How does that work? Does the defendant pick, or does
the defendant's attorney?
The defendant gets a pick if they go through. Are you sure?
Yes.
Not the prosecutor doesn't get to pick that?
No,
that's worse, man.
No, the defendant gets to pick whether he wants a judge or jury trial.
He's the one being
sentenced. Jamie Archibald says, "I love Judge Judy. Judge Judy is a trip."
Is she a real judge though, or
yeah.
is she just a TV?
I love
one?
Judge
She's absolutely
Judy.
A real judge.
By the way, if you have questions, comments, or complaints, the studio line is 860-626-5193. Again, 860-626-5193 will get you on the air with these guys.
Well, I've met real judges like Judge Judy.
You've met her?
No, I met judges like her, like that.
Oh,
I don't know. I don't like some of them though, because I've seen some be like really rude out of nowhere. Like,
some of them,
a lot of them
are absolutely.
Like power hungry. You can tell. Like, you can just walk in there and just listen to other people's cases. You can see how they respond to it, and I feel like a lot of it's personal stuff that they throw in there. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't look at the book and say, all right, he did this. It's literally, if you look wrong in the, like, if you look at, like, at the wall when they're talking to you, they'll just freak out and just give you a bunch of crap.
Contempt of court.
Yeah. Like, there's so much stuff. I think judges, they should have the power, but at the same time, I think it should be a little more limited and revisit.
I feel like it should be, like, a little, the judges should be a little bit lenient sometimes.
Yeah.
But
I
then
mean,
again,
not on this
but
subject,
then again,
but...
I can understand why sometimes they get mad at the smallest things, because some people are so uncooperative that they have to be like that.
Yeah.
Over time, they kind of learn that, I feel. I don't know.
No, you're
I'm not
right.
a judge.
You're right. I thought about being a judge.
Really?
Yeah, I think I'd be fair.
I can see you in a robe with them.
Yeah. You can see me in a robe, huh, Anna? Yeah.
Shut up. That's not what
I mean. So you can see me in a robe, ladies and gentlemen. We just got 10 more viewers.
So now, somebody told me, and I don't know how true this is.
Not what I meant.
Oh,
that God. If you mouth off to a judge, no matter where they are, they can lock you up.
No matter where?
No matter where.
Yeah, like if you had a restaurant, they can get charges on you.
What if you don't know they're a judge?
Well, you don't mouth off to people, Anna. I mean, it's common decency. So stop going crazy.
I mean, they're
going to
warn you first.
Because there might be a judge
there.
They're
like, whoa, I'm a
judge. They're going to be like, keep it up and you go to jail. I think that's ridiculous because once they're out of the courtroom, they're just an average
just a citizen, right?
person. But speaking of which.
Well, cops do that stuff too. There has to be more guidelines to all that.
Jamie Archibald says the dance battle in robes.
All
I
right,
support
Jamie.
It. There I support
go.
It.
There you go.
I'm not dancing, though. I'll be the DJ coordinator. I'll DJ that.
Now, this story here,
we just have to pick
I
a
literally
out.
Checked it out. I Googled it. I snooped it. And this is absolutely 100% true. This is from Time Magazine. A former U.S. Navy pilot has opened up about an otherworldly experience he said he experienced in 2004. His testimony comes just days after the Pentagon officially revealed the existence of a secret office investigating the existence of UFOs. Commander David Fravor, a former squadron leader who worked as a Navy pilot for 18 years, said on Monday he was on a routine training mission off the coast of California in 2004 when his unit was directed to go and examine strange unidentified objects that were descending from 80,000 to 20,000 feet and then disappearing. Upon flying 60 miles to the location, Fravor says he saw a tic-tac-shaped object 40 feet long with no wings just hanging close to the water. He said it created a disturbance on the water uncharacteristic of a helicopter or a plane and moved rapidly. As he got closer, as my nose is starting to pull back up, it accelerated and then was gone. Faster than I've ever seen anything in my life. We turned around, say, let's go see what's in the water, and there was nothing, just blue water.
I saw that, the video on that, the YouTube video. By the way, thanks again for WFPN for carrying our show.
Absolutely.
Yes, thank you, guys.
It's great to be picked up by all these other stations, and thank you. So they are saying that it is absolutely not of this world.
Pretty lady, what did it say?
That's her nickname.
What did it say?
Sadie Pretty Lady.
Oh, that's your sister's nickname?
Yeah,
that's
we've called her that since like she was small.
Oh. Yeah.
And the Pentagon is confirming this.
What are we talking about?
Something the size of tic-tac.
See, this is what happens, guys, when I don't talk. We just hear this thing that he's talking about, and we don't know what he's talking about, and I'm sure everybody's sleeping like I'm sleeping right now.
He's talking about a UFO if you're paying attention. You're
if you weren't
attention.
Over there playing with yourself and listening to the show.
It's because your monotone just, the stuff it, just he does, it was falling, making me fall asleep over here.
The stuff he does off camera, it's disgusting.
Yeah,
I know, I'm telling you.
I know, I'm sitting
way,
right next to him.
Yeah,
right?
Listening yeah
to
Keith,
us
you're disgusting.
That's why we can't put him on camera.
If you're
yeah,
listening
Keith,
to us
you're
on
disgusting,
the radio,
bro.
Hold
just
on, if you're
it.
Listening to us on the radio, you can go to facebook.com/UnitedRadio, United FM Radio or United Radio FM. And or just look up United FM Radio, Rock and Metal 24/7, and you will see these guys live on Facebook. Except for James, because he broke his camera.
Right. Randy says they actually have government officials confirm it, but they said UFO doesn't mean aliens.
Or does it?
Correct. UFO means unidentified flying object. However, with all the testimony from the entire Navy squadron, this thing moved faster than anything they've ever seen in their life. And, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what it is, if they ever figure out what it is.
It's the Russians.
But no, I doubt it.
It's the Russians, man. Yep.
Ain't anything's possible.
They're coming.
Could
you guys
be
better
North
be ready.
Korea.
We seriously.
North Korea. They don't even have food.
We seriously have to be extremely ignorant to think that we're the only planet out there with life on it.
What?
I said we'd have to be extremely ignorant to think that in the millions and millions of galaxies out there that we are the only planet with life on it.
Oh my God! Yeah, no.
You know, I'm
definitely
an alien.
Definitely other.
Just in time for the new Men in Black movie. Coincidence? I think not.
Hey, you guys laugh about that, but you know those clowns that were showing up in the woods with balloons?
That was like 3 years ago?
Yeah, that was for the movie.
Yeah.
That was for the movie.
It was.
And people don't even know that, but that was the best publicity stunt ever.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like the Lexus. People don't know that she spies on us, but she does.
But then they were, why were they getting arrested?
Because then there was like creepy people doing it. But see, they never announced that it was a publicity stunt. They just started doing it, and then other people were doing it to be cool. And then there was people that actually were like chasing people and stuff. And then everybody got scared.
And
that
your theory would be good. But this article came out in Time magazine in 2017.
Yeah, no, it was a preview of it because they talked about it coming out.
No, I'm talking about the one about the UFO.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the clowns in the
Best publicity stunt ever was Blair Witch Project. That was a college movie that just went insane.
I did not really like that movie,
I didn't
though.
Even watch it.
The first like one was... That. I mean...
They had a second?
Yeah, the second one was more of a movie, not like a point of view movie. Isn't that what you call it, point of view, when you're like...
Yeah, point of view.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
I mean,
like
they're running
movies.
Through the woods with the video camera. And
no, I love those movies.
Which ones?
Why?
POV.
It's
really?
Like Paranormal
have you
Activity.
Ever,
you
have
really
you ever
like
seen
those?
Project Almanac?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, Jim, you should watch it.
The Project Almanac.
I love that movie so much.
That's all right.
Shut up.
That's okay. No, those I don't really like those
really?
Movies. Oh, yeah, I know.
But yeah,
like
you're right. Was, the first
okay.
Cloverfield, yes.
I didn't think
thing.
I would like Cloverfield. I thought it was good.
The second one was, what, the second Cloverfield, Jeff?
No, he's talking about the Witch Project.
Oh, the Blair Witch Project.
Blair Witch Project. Oh, we got a phone call. Maybe it's Gina.
But yeah, you have all of the point of view in the first movie, and then the second ones are like completely different. I don't know. I just don't think it makes sense. There was another one I saw, too, and I can't remember what it was. You know, I'll tell you, though, speaking of point of view, the movie I watched the other day was... it was really good. It was about an attack over in England. And a Vantage Point. Have you seen Vantage Point?
No.
Oh, my God. That was amazing.
Yeah. That was Dennis Quaid?
Nope.
Yeah, I thought it was.
No, it wasn't Dennis Quaid. Oh, my God, I can't think of his name. He was also in the movie.
Yeah, it was. It was Dennis Quaid, yeah. Vantage Point, yeah.
And who else?
And Matthew Fox. Oh. And Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah, Forrest Whitaker was in it.
And that's it?
No, there was more people in it.
Another point of view movie is As Above, So Below.
Yeah.
I like that one.
That was okay.
What is that about?
It's
a horror movie.
It's about these like architects? Is that what they were? I don't know.
Archaeologists.
They were like really smart people, and they found or they like dug their way into hell or something. It's on Netflix, you can watch it.
Yeah. What was the movie where the girls go down into the cave? And then they get trapped in there, and all these creatures start attacking.
Oh, them. I know what that was.
I can't think of the name of it.
I'm
going to
type that in.
Yeah, it was
kind of
like that.
Girls in Caves.
Yeah, it was kind of like the same thing. They were both really good. Jay Money's in the house. Hey, did you hear Wilford Brumley's coming back? It's kind of touch and go there for a while.
The Descent.
Yes, The Descent.
That was 14 years ago.
Wow.
What's it called? I mean...
It's called The Descent.
I know. I meant to say...
And then the big news I found out the other day is that my buddy Derek Mears, who played the last Jason in Friday the 13th...
It's never...
And Predators will be coming to the Mohegan Sun for Terrificon.
And if you can't wait until then, just come down to Keith's Studios. He'll predator you all night long.
You're so weird.
He is so weird, I know. I concur.
Yep, right after we spoke about it. I know, I got home and I was like, oh, wow, now he's coming.
Was he?
It's kind of cool. Like, I'm actually looking forward to meeting Wilford Brimley. The whole cast of The Thing, it's going to be pretty cool.
That was a good movie.
And all for a good cause.
Have you watched The Thing?
What?
Anna?
I've watched all three.
Yeah.
Is it literally just called The Thing?
Yeah.
I'm guessing that's going to be a no so. Right on, there.
Hold up.
Is that really? Is that the name of it?
The Thing.
I've seen a lot of movies.
Randy's laughing.
I have not seen The Thing.
Yeah, obviously, what? Since you didn't even know that was the name of the movie. Is that what it's called? The Thing?
I don't know.
The Thing? Hey, what's on special for Thursday, Randy?
Yeah, Randy.
Randy, what are the specials for Thursday?
Are you going to make buffalo...
cauliflower wings?
No, I want to do buffalo cauliflower wings.
What is a buffalo cauliflower wing?
No, I want buffalo...
You mean buffalo cauliflower?
Yes. Okay, you said...
If you look up...
Cauliflower doesn't have wings.
Listen, we want buffalo mozzarella sticks. Think about, Anna, think about those mozzarella sticks.
I love mozzarella sticks.
Covered with that... buffalo, because you had the buffalo cauliflower.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's like I should be a chef, like mozzarella sticks, and put that buffalo coating on it.
They're Randy. Also called buffalo cauliflower wings. That's why you can find recipes. It's literally
damn.
Just the
she
same
got
thing.
You, Jim. Boneless wings.
I have receipts.
Holla, holla! Shots fired! Shots fired! Fired! He can't even talk anymore. It says it right there. It's a vegan.
That's
option.
That is not what we call it.
It's not.
That's what we call it.
Well, it's also called that.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's the same thing. It doesn't...
We got a caller.
Jocelyn was asked to do an interview with Jay Wilburn at Scares at Cure. Awesome.
Call.
That's sweet. That's right. We got all the podcasts and radio stations and TV stations that'll be there. Kane's already excited. So, yeah. If you're coming to Terrific Con at the Mohegan Sun, Derek Mears will be there, which means it seems like they're kind of moving more from the comics to the horror genre. So stop in, see my friend Derek, get an autographed picture of
Randy,
him
shut
as Jason
up.
or Predator or Swamp Thing. Only vegans name things that aren't meat after meat products. Yes, thank you. He's right.
You guys aren't like vegan.
Well,
you wouldn't understand.
I'm
going
to have a vegan burger.
Yeah, like a veggie burger. What else are we supposed to call it?
Veggie? Yeah.
Anything can be a veggie.
I know, that's what I mean.
So
I'm on
you
your
have
side,
to call
Anna.
It something. I'm not going to say a veggie.
Call it a veggie sandwich. Because it's not a freaking
next time,
burger.
Yo, next time we're talking about vegetarians.
Yeah, can that be a topic next time?
And we're going to get her so crazy on here, Jim.
Oh, I'm going to get
so
heated.
Crazy.
Well, wait a minute. Are we going to talk about
so
vegetarians
crazy.
Or vegans? Because
they're all
two
the same.
Things.
No, they're all the same.
They are not
all the same.
Also,
they are all
Randy,
the same.
Can
see how this works? I
Randy,
triggered both of you guys.
Randy, this is for you.
Can I take the vegan cheese that's in the fridge in the service station? I just want him to answer
wow.
that.
Wow. You're just like throwing that out there now.
Hey, can I come in your kitchen and start cooking food on your stove also?
He said there was, but I want it. I'm not going to eat it at Lansdowne because I got nothing to eat it with.
She's not going to eat it. She's going to look at it and pet
I'm
it.
I'm
going to
just
my precious
put it in a showcase. Be like, you're so beautiful.
It's vegan cheese?
Yeah.
What is it made with? Putty?
I don't know. It's probably soy.
Soy.
It tastes really good.
Bunch of chemicals here, bunch of chemicals there.
Soy.
If anything, regular cheese, regular meat has more chemicals in it than any vegan product does because it's made out of plants.
Vegan people aren't real people.
What?
I'm a real person. Well, I'm not vegan.
You're not vegan.
Come on, make up your mind.
He said he offered that to you over a week ago.
I know. I'm asking if I can actually take it. Like, I don't know if you meant... just to have it there.
He wants to watch you eat it? Is that what you're asking?
I don't know.
Randy said not true. What's not true?
I can't cook in the stove.
Not true at all.
What's not true?
I don't know. I just asked him what's not true.
Oh, he's
I mean,
talking
you
about
said
the chemicals.
Vegans.
No, he's talking about the chemicals.
Well, of
vegans
course.
Aren't real people.
Yes,
so you want to talk about... What do you want? You want to talk about the difference between vegetarians and vegans?
I just
want to
set her off.
About?
That's what we want to talk about. We're going to talk about vegans and vegetarians and meat eaters and why meat eaters are better than all those
vegan
people.
Milk compared to regular milk, which has more ingredients?
Vegan.
I'm going to guess the vegan milk has more ingredients.
Have you ever gotten organic almond milk or made your own almond milk because you can do it without any chemicals, other ingredients. You just soak almonds in water overnight or 24 hours. It's not hard. It requires literally no chemicals, no other ingredients besides water.
Any vegan dairy has more ingredients, chemicals than natural.
Because I made it one time.
I said, now you know.
Oh, now
see?
You know.
Randy said exactly what I said.
What?
Any vegan dairy has more ingredients and chemicals than natural. And you know what? If it wasn't for people like me, vegans and vegetarians would be screwed because I eat the cow that eats the grass.
Or how about we just don't eat cows?
Yeah, Jim, why are you murdering
or
cows
any,
over there?
Yeah.
Why are you murdering
cows? Are you proud
cows?
Of that? Are you proud of that?
Are you proud?
No.
Duh. Are you proud,
Jim?
You're just going to go home and over there. Eat a bunch of steaks?
I have no problem eating
cows. Cows are friends, too.
They got faces.
Wow. Yeah, I have no problem eating a cow.
You eat a whole cow?
Have you ever looked up the major brands? I'm sure you're not making all your own milk.
She is, Randy. I've seen it.
Yeah. You can look it up.
I'm not even going to go there.
I mean.
Hey, Jay Money says you coming to the barbecue, JPO?
I wasn't invited, so no.
The barbecue with my meat on your grill.
By the way, what is up with JPO Productions?
Randy said he's Gross. Proud.
Keith, get off the
phone. What do you mean, no. What's up with JPO Productions?
Yeah, what's up with what is JPO Productions? Can you tell us about it before we
We're like in the middle of fighting. Oh, I'm not going
to How to make almond milk. Soak 1 cup of almonds in water for 8 to 12 hours overnight or overnight. Rinse the almonds and peel off the skin. Tip them into a blender. Add 4 cups of water. And blend them until smooth. Secure a muslin cloth over the bowl and pour almond mixture over it. That's how you get almond milk. It didn't say you add anything else.
Almondmixture.com.
It's literally, the almond mixture means it was the crushed, the blended almonds.
I'm not arguing with you. I'm just saying.
Jim, leave her alone.
Randy, leave me alone.
Randy says, I've looked more about vegan cuisine than I ever should have.
We're all getting upset over here. I'm going to comment on my son. I can't wait to be rid of this show.
Nobody's getting upset.
I'm getting upset.
She's getting upset.
Jocelyn says,
I'm mad.
Jocelyn says, show her an almond nipple.
I'm going to look it up.
She's going to look up nipples? An almond nipple. Oh, my God. What are we going to see? What are we going to see? What is that?
What?
Oh, why is it? Why?
Oh, since an almond can make milk, where are the nipples?
Oh, oh my God. She freaking just got that. I just figured out who was on the UFO, too. Oh, Anna, we love you.
All right.
She's going to beat you up, Jim.
I'm gonna beat everyone up.
What? I was defending you.
No, not you, because like you've been cool.
Yeah, that's right.
I've been cool.
But Jim and everybody else.
Oh, why? Because I'm eating a steak.
You forgot my name.
Yeah, Keith, you forgot her name.
I still remember.
I was still.
And I'm the bad guy. And I'm the bad guy because
I
eat steak.
I was really stressed out.
I was
really stressed out, guys. Leave me alone. It's Keith. I got socks. I haven't taken no shower. Oh.
I didn't even get a chance. Everything got screwed up. I didn't even get a chance to jump in the shower.
When I get nervous, I just smell.
Shut up. All your mics are getting shut off like now.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Yeah.
How much time do we have left?
We ended no like 4 minutes ago.
We might as well keep going, though, because you didn't start us on time, bro.
Oh.
Braz.
Anyway.
So, next 4 minute topic. I have some at my house.
Have you actually made some yourself?
No, I bought that. I bought it from a store. It takes too long to make your own almond milk.
Almond milk is actually pretty good.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, it's all right. I had an almond milkshake.
I wasn't denying that it was.
Yeah, you were.
Especially if you add a little bit of vanilla.
You're so flip-floppity over there, Jim.
I never said anything about
your flip-flop
almond milk.
Poopity pop.
I will have a nice glass of almond milk with my steak and
crybabies.
That's it.
It's better than regular milk.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah, Jim. I mean, milk lives matter.
All milk lives matter.
Really?
Cashew milk.
I honestly
soy
don't.
Soy milk. Coconut milk.
Dude, they even got banana milk.
Banana milk.
Chocolate milk.
I'll tell you what, though. I'll tell
banana
you what.
Chocolate milk.
Banana, you coconut, chocolate milk.
Banana milk, chocolate, coconut.
Cashew, almond dark, milk.
Dark chocolate, vanilla.
Nipple milk.
What?
We're talking about almond nipples.
Anna said it. I didn't say it. I just repeated it.
Felicia's here.
Yeah, she's way better than regular milk. Better than regular milk.
Felicia, you're not even here. You're too late.
I'm on mounds.
You're too late, Felicia.
Oh, my God.
What did she say? Mounds?
I can't even. Jocelyn says
that's gross.
She used to be an Almond Joy, but now she's a Mounds. You know the commercial?
Yeah,
Almond Joy's got nuts, Mounds don't.
Yeah. I thought it said on.
I don't know that commercial.
I thought she said on.
Oh. Wow.
How many nuts do you have to squeeze to get milk from it?
Wow.
From a nut.
Here we go.
20 nuts.
I don't know.
20 nuts, Felicia.
200
got nothing
grams.
On me.
F-U-C-K. We can spell stuff out.
No, we can't.
What?
No.
We are now
under FCC regulations there. No,
we can
nut.
Spell stuff
can
out.
We?
No, you can't.
No, you cannot. You've been on the radio before. You
I only said three letters anyways, so it doesn't even matter.
Can we substitute words?
Substitute?
Frack?
Yo, that Dunkin' Donuts.
Frack.
Fajoli.
We can say crack?
Crack. Why couldn't you say crack? What's wrong with crack?
A lot of stuff's wrong with crack, Jim.
And you can't say sugar, honey, and iced tea.
Well, what the effing are you
talking
about?
Are you showing
sugar,
crack or smoking crack? What are you doing
tea.
Over there?
Can I say effing?
No.
No, that's like
what?
I don't know. I don't know. The owner
what
of the station's
going
to message me in a minute telling us we're off the air.
What?
He's going to be like, we caught you. Can't. Honestly, would it matter,
just
though?
Call me Howard
only got,
Stern.
Like, 2 minutes left.
Just call me Howard.
Howard.
He became
Howard
famous.
Stewart.
So we can say the D word, though, because no. It's a name.
But we can say, oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, well,
yeah.
You were about to say something. You were about to drop
nipple.
It.
Nipple.
You can't say nipple.
It
we
was,
were saying that.
Felicia said it was really hard to explain how milk comes from nuts to an 8-year-old.
Well, Felicia, stop hanging out with kids and you won't have to do that.
Honestly, yeah, I've been trying to explain it to Jim over here.
They are her kids.
Well, she said, how do I explain to kids?
She said it was really hard to explain how milk comes from nuts to an 8-year-old.
Well, you shouldn't be hanging out with 8-year-olds.
It's her 8-year-old.
Is it, though? Do we know? Can we get a DNA test to confirm? Anna, aren't you concerned about this?
A little bit.
See, Jim?
Wow.
Alexis. Alexa.
We're not going to talk to Alexa anymore. She doesn't know what she's talking
Turn
about.
Alexa.
For what? Alexa, beatbox.
Tell us a story.
Oh, he didn't download it. Yes.
Go ahead, try it. Let's hear you beatbox,
Bye.
Alexa.
Bye.
I found a skill called beatbox that might be what you're looking for. Want to try it?
Yes.
Here's my beatboxing. Puppets and puppeteers, 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 puppets and puppeteers,
puppets and puppeteers, puppets. Keep going. Alexa, what is nationalism?
Left, right, left, right.
Keep going. And you told me that she doesn't record what you're saying, bro. She's playing back what we said.
She's listening to the radio stream.
No, she's not.
Yeah, she's listening to straight up.
She's not.
Alexa,
she's
not.
Stop. She's playing the record.
Yeah, Alexa, stop.
I just showed
stream.
You. I just showed you.
Okay, she's playing our stream.
Okay, watch.
See, Alexa,
what's
you're...
nationalism? Alexa, what is nationalism?
I don't let my 7-year-old handle nuts.
Ah, she did it. Now she corrected herself. But she plays back. If you ask your Alexis at home, or is Alexa, what is it? Alexa or Alexis? I want to say
Alexis.
Alexa.
Alexa, oh my God.
Ask your Alexa at home what nationalism is and see what they say.
I used to have an Alexa.
You broke it?
No. I threw a party once in my house and this kid stole it and he denies it to this day.
What's his name?
Jake.
Blossom. Jake what?
Jake, we will get
Potts.
You.
I don't even care.
Jake who?
Jake
Potts.
We are coming
Jake
for
Potts.
You.
Potts.
Potts?
Jake
yeah.
Potts.
Wow,
we are coming for you. We took know my Alexa. You stole her Alexa, and we will get it back, Jake.
We're coming in, yeah. Jake. You guys think I'm joking. We're, he's going to be on a Milkbox.
We're box. Coming for you, Jake.
He's going to be on Milkbox.
We're coming for you, Jake.
Yo, everybody
watch
add
Jake's like shoulder.
Everybody, how do you spell his last name?
I'm not.
Jake Potts. Look him up.
We're coming.
Message him and say we want Alexa back.
I've said that to him before.
What a jerk. How do you know he took it?
Because witnesses said he did. So I just have people saying.
Can you track it down?
Jake, have you ever broken a bone?
He probably disconnected. It was like a whole year.
Have you ever broken a bone, Jake?
Yeah, Jake.
How about multiple bones?
Yeah, Jake.
I can't keep it straight.
Jim's coming to get you.
Did you ever break a finger?
He's going to give you some nipple almond milk.
I'm going to get arrested for like threatening
You're not getting arrested. We didn't say nothing.
I don't know. I didn't say I was going to kill him. We're coming for you.
We're coming to take you away. Ha,
I remember that. Oh, gosh. We can't talk about that. Remember that Booker T promo? When he was talking about Lex Luthor and he's talking about Hulk Hogan. He's like, we're coming for you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Is the best promo I ever saw in wrestling. That's probably why WCW went out of business.
Yeah, that's part of it. It's good.
I think they went out of business right after that. We'll show you Anno after.
Yeah, it wasn't long after that. Yeah,
it was awesome.
I just remember my jaw hit the floor. I was like,
that was. I saw it live. I was like 5, 10.
It was
pretty bad.
And you know what? It's still on the WWE Network. $9.99. The WWE Network.
Are we getting sponsored by them?
No.
Then why are you shouting them out?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's AEW all the way.
So is that it for us? Are we going to keep going?
No, that is it. We got to wrap up. Some of us have to go to work. And
I don't got to go to work, Kyla.
I don't have to go to work.
Yeah, so you're the only one going to work, Jim.
Hey.
We're going to make almond
Who
milk.
Who is working tonight?
Who's working tonight?
Not
what day
I.
is it? Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Ari will be in tonight.
Ari?
Yeah.
Ari. I don't
so
think I'm
So Ari and I can sit there and talk about you. Okay. I'm just kidding.
Oh, wait, sorry.
I'm just kidding. All right. Anna, thanks for being here. Until next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Be safe. Be good. See ya.
Drive safe.
Drive safe.
Holler.